Officials say about 200 veterans, mental health specialists, volunteer organizations, and law enforcement officers attended the summit. Atlanta VA medical spokesman Greg Kendall explained why the media was not allowed to attend.
The whole idea was to have an environment where all the participants felt comfortable sharing information, coming up with solutions to help us move forward and providing the best care to all our veterans.
Dr. Monique Hunter is the Atlanta VA local recovery coordinator.
We talked about focusing on improved two-way communication because that's something that both the VA staff and the community partners represented felt we could definitely work on. And we also focused on the importance of building relationships first as we provide care for our veterans and their families.
Both are important, according to Vondell Brown, an Iraq War veteran and manager with the Wounded Warrior Project. He says VA mental health providers need to focus on being more empathetic and giving veterans more individualized care.
I think it's getting better, but I have warriors that I deal with every day that probably needs a little bit more hands-on. They need more calls. They need more face-to-face time with providers.
And Brown says Center Director Leslie Wiggins gave veterans some assurances.
Made promises and pledges that she would be personally accountable for moving forward with some of the suggestions that came out of some of the breakout sessions.
The summit comes about a week after a U.S. Senate field hearing held in response to the Inspector General's reports. Michelle Worth, WABE News.